Everyone has an angel. A guardian who watches over us. We can't know what form they'll take. One day, old man. Next day, little girl. But don't let appearances fool you. They can be as fierce as any dragon. Yet they're not here to fight our battles, but to whisper from our heart, reminding that it's us. It's every one of us who holds the power over the worlds we create.
Can deny our angels exist,
convince ourselves they can't be real. But they show up anyway. At strange places. And at strange times. They can speak through any character we can imagine. They'll shout through demons if they have to. Daring us. Challenging us to fight.
You're the father?
Stepfather.
That's right. We talked on the phone. Okay. Come with me. We're going to take her into the theater. Dr. Gorski's going to want to take a look at her. Like to see all the new girls. Don't worry, Dad. Everything's going to be fine. We got everything under control around here. Okay? Come on, follow me. So this is what we call the theater.
Social. Dr. Gorski, she uses it to help them deal with their issues.
All right, let's begin.
Polish therapy.
It's really quite a show watching them act out, touch them or beat them or whatever. Dr. Gorski seems to think it helps them. I'm not so sure, but whether it does or doesn't won't matter much to you, because once we take care of a little bit of business, there won't be any of that for this one.
Good.
She'll be in paradise, if you know what I mean. And all of your troubles will be over, right? Now, I know we said 1400 on the phone. I'm taking a really big risk here. So it's going to have to be 2 grand even.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't try and cheat me. We had a deal.
Listen, Father, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Clearly, you're a man that can take care of himself. I don't know what you did to this girl. And frankly, I don't want to know. But what are you going to tell the detectives when they come snooping around? I'm sure they're going to love to get her side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to start your music. You are safe. It's all safe. Now relax. And just let go.
Now, here's the other thing. I don't have a doctor on staff who does lobotomies.
What?
But There just happens to be one scheduled to come in. He'll be here in 5 days, so I'll just forge her signature. I've done it 1,000 times.
It's like we talk about. You control this world.
I told the police she lost her mind when her mother died. The truth is a little more complicated.
Let the pain go. Let the hurt go. Let the guilt go. What you're imagining right now, that world you control, that place can be as real as any pain.
Don't want her to remember a thing.
Don't worry. She won't even remember her name when I'm done with her.
With your feet in the air and your head on the ground, try this trick. Spin it. Yeah. Your head will collapse. There's nothing in. Do you ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Way out in the water, see it swimming. Where is my mind?
Damn music! Undo these straps. Don't forget my ankles. Hurry!
Is there a problem, Sweet Pea?
This is a joke, right? Don't you get the point of this? It's to turn people on. I get the sexy little schoolgirl. I even get the helpless mental patient, right? That can be hot. But what is this? Lobotomized vegetable? How about something a little more commercial, for God's sakes?
Sweet Pea, could you come here, please?
You gotta help me. I'm the star of the show, remember?
I'll figure something out. All right, ladies, let's wrap it
Sweet
up.
Sweet Pea, I want you to meet somebody. This.
Oh, don't tell me. The priest brought you here from the orphanage.
Yeah, that's right. The high roller's coming for her in 5 days. He's gonna just do a little flower picking. Sweet Pea, can you do me a favor, please, honey? Can you show this little baby doll around? Give her a little tour of the establishment, please?
Blue, please. You saw the show. Okay? I don't have the time. Let my sister take her.
Rocket!
Show her around, will you, sis?
All right, come on. Let's go. Don't worry, I don't bite very hard.
Goodbye, my dear.
Jesus! Oh. You'll get what you deserve when the high roller
comes.
Calm down.
I will not calm down. Did you see what she did?
I did. I'm sorry.
I hope you're rotten here.
You're going to be okay. It just takes a little while to get used to. So, how'd you become an orphan? Oh, I get it. It's complicated, right? Well, we all have our stories in our minds. Complicated. These are the rooms where we take the clients. There's fresh towels in all the bathrooms and... Turn that on. Blue owns the club, and we, my dear, are the main attractions. Ta-da! The club's a front for his business. Guns, gambling, medication, special favors. He brings in his clients, and we gotta make him feel, you know, special.
I don't think she's a problem.
She looked nice.
She looks stuck up to me.
No, she's scared. I feel sorry for her.
Amber, you feel sorry for everyone. Do you remember when you first got here? Nobody felt sorry for you.
I don't get too attached to her.
Okay.
Lou's saving her for the high roller.
She's no virgin.
Baby doll, that's Amber. Blondie. And you've already met my sister, Sweet Pea.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Just give her a break.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything to you guys.
You best friends, though?
Oh, you just let me finish my tour, please. Thank you. Everybody gets a dance, a routine. We practice it, we practice it, we practice it, and the men come and watch us perform, and if they like what they see, well, that's why we dance.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Two, two, three, four, arm, six, seven, eight. Stop! Stop. Where are you right now? Are you with us or not? Sweet, we take break. Yeah. Baby doll. Come over here. Come, come. Let me look at you.
seem fit enough. I'm going to play you some music, okay? I want you to just relax. Feel the music. Open your heart to it. Let it in. And when you are ready, I want you to dance. And we don't keep things here that have no purpose. You see, your fight for survival starts right now. You don't want to be judged? You won't be. You don't think you're strong enough? You are. You're afraid? Don't be. You have all the weapons you need. Now fight. Again.
Tracking snow everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I take them off?
That time has passed. What can I do for you?
Nothing. I just...
Let me ask it another way. What are you looking for?
A way out, I guess.
You guess?
No, I know. I need to get out of here.
Freedom. That wasn't so hard, was it? I'm going to help you to be free.
What do I have to do?
These are your weapons. When you take them, you begin your journey. Your journey to freedom. Need five items for this journey. The first is a map, then fire, a knife, and a key.
You said five things.
The fifth thing is a mystery. It is the reason. It is the goal. It will be a deep sacrifice and a perfect victory. Only you can find it. And if you do, it will set you free. one more thing. Defend yourself.
Thank you.
Shit. I've never seen Madame Gorski clap like that before.
I'll get over it. It's nearly lights out.
She's not easily impressed.
She wasn't impressed. All that gyrating and moaning. The dance should be more than just titillation. Mine's personal. It says who I am. What the heck does yours say?
It says I'm gonna escape from here. That I'm gonna be free.
Well, send me a postcard from paradise.
Are you really gonna try to escape? Yeah.
Before the high roller comes.
Can I come? Me too.
Yeah, of course.
You're not going anywhere, Rocket.
I'm gonna do what I wanna do.
No one's ever escaped from here. You know that.
Yeah. You know, the last three girls that tried died.
And the same thing will happen to the next fool.
Look, why don't you guys just listen to my plan?
Don't want to hear your plan, okay? None of us do.
What if it's a good plan?
And she can go through with it. I'm not letting you get hurt. I've kept us safe through a lot of shit.
I know you have. I'm not gonna get hurt. I just can't be here anymore. And if it is a good plan, we're both going.
No, we're not. You're on your own.
Well, I've been on my own before.
Sure you have. Look where that got us.
Baby saved me from the cook the other day.
What?
I was working in the kitchen, and he comes in behind me, and he pushes me down, and he gets on top of me, and I can't even move. It's like... And there she was, just like that. She had a knife to his throat. She saved me. The high roller comes for me in 3 days. But I'm getting out of here before he does. So if you guys want to come with me, that's how I plan to do it.
Well.
Okay. If we can collect all four of these items, we can be free.
Okay.
How do we use them?
Wait up.
First things first. How do you plan on getting these things?
Well, whoever has the item we need, we get them to watch me dance.
While we run around and pick their pockets?
Yeah, that's right.
But we'd be taking all the risk. We'd be doing all the work while you prance around with a perfect alibi.
No, as long as I'm dancing, they won't even know you're there. Okay, so the first thing we need is a map to figure out where all the exits are. Where the guards are located.
Blue has that in his office. It's behind his desk.
Right. Good. Second thing we need is something to start a fire with, as a distraction from when we escape. Plus, the fire should disable all the checkpoints. And the third thing is a knife, in case we run into any trouble. The cook. We can do it. Okay. And the last thing's a key. Blue wears a key around his neck. What door does it open?
It's for all of them, I think. It's a master key.
This plan is crazy. There's armed guards everywhere. Okay, and if Blue finds out, we're dead. It's not gonna be, oh, sorry, Blue, we won't do it again, because we'll be dead.
We're already dead. I'm in.
So am I.
Me too.
All right. But I'm only doing this because you guys get caught without me, okay? And if it gets too hairy, if I say it's over, we stop.
Okay. I'll get the map.
I'm for a walk down the railroad track. Thanks.
What do you want?
She's dancing.
Who is dancing?
Your baby doll.
Germans are preparing a report for the Kaiser. It's a map.
How do we intercept it?
You're going to cross no man's land, enter the enemy trenches, and take the map from the field commander's bunker before the courier can reach the Zeppelin.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, and I've arranged something special for Amber. Get you out of there when you're done. Let's go.
Engineers have worked out how to return their fallen to the front lines. They're using steam power and clockworks to keep them moving.
So, don't feel bad about killing them. They're already dead.
Remember, ladies, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Oh, and one last thing. try and work together.
Hier wegen der Karte, ja? Du bist von so weit weg hergekommen. Und nun stirbst du! die Karte. Geben Sie sie mir!
Dance for the mayor.
What?
Nothing touchy-feely, just a little something to get him and his boys wound up, you know, get him ready to spend some money. All she has to do is do what she did just now.
Oh, that is out of the question. She is not ready. It is too raw.
Did you just say she's not ready?
She doesn't even have a costume yet. There is no set.
Honey, she doesn't need that bullshit. She's perfect.
Perhaps. Well, that is not for you to decide. That is for me to decide.
Oh.
It's my show, and I say she's not ready.
Clearly I've offended you, and I apologize.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. This show might be yours, but the girls and you are mine. Right? You're mine. And if you need a stronger reminder of that, you let me know, okay?
That won't be necessary.
So with or without your blessing, she's going to be on that stage tomorrow, right?
I'll see what I can do.
Atta girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You look fantastic, by the way. Big show, girls.
Thank you. What? The cook? There's nothing.
Shut up. No one takes a risk for anyone in here. So thank you. You're welcome. You got family? No. Oh, that's right. I forgot you're an orphan. I ran away from mine. But I was pretty smart at the time, but Sweet Pea followed, which is crazy because she never even had a real problem with Mom and Dad. She just cares about you a lot. Have you just ever wanted to just take something back? You know, something you said, something you did. All the time.
Amber, the mayor comes tonight. I've never seen him without a big stogie in his mouth.
Ugh, I hate the cigars. I can never get that stink out of my hair.
What?
It's you. I have to get his lighter.
I'm not doing that. I can't.
Yes, you can.
Come on, be reasonable. There's gotta be another way or someone else who can do it.
Amber, he's your client.
Yeah, but what if I screw it up?
You can do this.
Well, he keeps it here, you know. In his breast pocket.
So then you do the good old kiss the neck, rub his chest, reach in, and bam, you're gold.
Yeah. Kiss the neck. You'll like that.
Money with my left, got the world in my right pocket. Smoker, stove with my right in between, counting my profits. Poker faces, I soak up the tasteless display of women on my sofa. Doing the type of things I love so much, but so what? I'm sleazy, it's not easy being Joe Smut. I could fund a small war and start a recession. A big dog, a boss hog. What I want is the question.
Ready or a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, your big disgrace.
Your cat all over the place. I want it all. I want it all. I need it all. Right now. I want it all. I gotta get it. I got to get it. Yep. I want it all. I want it all. I need it all.
Gentlemen, and welcome. We have a new girl for you tonight. Something extra special. It is a work in progress, so I apologize in advance for the raw nature of the performance. I will say, however, that is part of the charm. It is my pleasure to introduce to you this little baby doll.
Slit its throat. Down inside its neck are two crystals that, when struck together, produce the most magnificent fire you'll ever see. Amber! Put us on approach!
Roger that. Starting my run.
Remember, don't ever write a check with your mouth you can't cash with your ass. Oh yeah, and one more thing. Don't wake the mother.
Go!
Honey,
Did it. Damn, that girl can dance.
See what you can do?
Wow, Amber.
Check it out.
Halfway home.
Let me see it.
It's just like I said.
It's the neck. It works every
time. No.
Good job.
How'd we do?
Nice. Here.
No.
No
idea.
Good work, Amber.
Thank you, baby.
Cheers.
Cheers!
Cheers!
What are we celebrating? Huh? Who should I be congratulating?
It was just Baby Doll's first time on stage. You know how scary that can be.
The bond of the theater. Hmm? I mean, what else could it be? I mean, it's not like any of you have anything to hide, is it? No. It's not like anyone was in my office messing with my shit. No. It's not like people are missing things, you know, small little objects here and there. No. No, that would be outrageous. That would be crazy, right? Because we have such an obvious explanation for this exuberance. It's the fraternity of performers. It's the adrenaline from the curtain rising. Maybe this is my fault. You know, maybe I've just become too familiar with you girls. Maybe. Maybe I need to make an example of someone, you know, reestablish the parameters of our relationship. What do you think, Blondie, girls? And what about you? Huh? Wow. You think you're special, don't you? Well, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. If I was not about to make a small fortune on you with the high roller, I would. You know, it saddens me that I have to resort to threats with you girls. I thought we were past that. I need this bullshit to stop! Out of mutual respect, let's get things back to how they were.
Wow. So much for that little experiment.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's over. Right, baby?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know? Blue's on to us. We had a deal. If I say it's over, it's over.
We're this close, though. We can't just stop.
Did you not hear Blue? He knows we're up to something. He knows what we're doing. And if he catches us for real, it won't be a lecture. You saw him.
Sweetie, Rocket is right. The high roller comes tomorrow. If we can just stick with the plan.
No! You're screwed. We're out. Rocket, we're out.
I'm finishing this. We are all finishing this. And you know it's the only way we can get out of here.
You're gonna choose her. Someone you barely know over me. After all I've sacrificed for you.
I'm sorry.
It is not nothing. Hey. You can tell me. I am a good listener.
Gorski.
Please. I know that look.
You think you're all alone and that no one can help you.
There there is a way to fix anything. Now, tell me what is wrong, child.
Okay. Promise you can keep a secret.
Yes.
Your music. You know what? Forget it. It's too late. Sweepy was right. What are you talking about? The three of us, we can just... I don't think we can do this. I don't want to do something stupid that's going to put you guys in danger. I'm sorry. Hey, we got this far, right? I mean, that's something not a lot of people could have done. How back in the high roller be anyway?
Don't you girls have some work you should be doing?
You came to help us.
No. I came to keep you from getting killed.
Thank you.
We don't have a lot of time. So if you're done with the pleasantries, you got a dance to do. Amber, radio.
What's on our dance card for tonight? The bomb, codename Kitchen Knife, is on a hijacked train.
It is protected by a couple dozen mechanized gunmen. The idea is simple. Take care of the gunmen, deactivate the bomb, and steal it. The code numbers for the bomb and the jet packs for your escape are in that duffel.
Got it.
Sweet pea, I'm glad you changed your mind.
Well, there you have it. You know, for those who fight for it, life has a flavor the sheltered will never know. Oh, yeah. One last thing. The bomb's timer is set to detonate when it reaches the city. So if I were you, I'd hurry!
It is not dying.
procedures complete.
Burn. We'll go together.
It's not gonna carry it, the both of us.
We have to try.
Okay. Morning. We'll try. But you gotta promise me two things.
Rocket, let's go.
The first thing is don't get mad about this.
You, what did you do? You simple, inbred idiot.
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
Get her up. Get her up, CJ! Yes. Yeah, look. I want you to look at what you did. Look at what you did, you bitch! Amber, sweetheart, you've got Sweet Pea's slot in tonight's show. Go get ready. Go. Get. Ready. Go! Take her to the closet. As for you, it's showtime.
High rollers here. I need you to focus for me. Thank you.
Girls, can you just gather around for a second?
I want to
say a few words.
That's all right. You can just finish getting her dressed.
Okay. Go.
Very nice. All right. I try to give you all a good life. I try. I do. And all I ask for in return is just for respect. Honesty. You know, oh, that's okay, Mark. A give and take relationship. But it's come to my attention, it's come to our attention, that a few bad eggs, led by one little egg in particular, have spit in the face of that generosity and are plotting against me. Me. Your friend. Your protector. Your employer! Plotting to take from me my most precious possessions.
Blue, what are you doing?
Hmm?
You got the information. You have won. This little fantasy of freedom is all they have.
No. No one's buying that, honey. No one's buying that, Vera.
There is nothing you can do to me.
You listen to me, old whore. It's too late to play the good guy. It's far too late. You're suddenly not aware of what it is we do here?
I teach them to survive. You.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything.
No. Me too. He said everything would be okay.
This is a mistake.
Please don't.
That's right. Our dear Blondie came to us desperately trying to help her sisters off this most dangerous path. At first, we didn't even believe her, did we? But after hearing who was involved, frankly, it started to make sense. Right here?
Blue.
Uh-huh. Map. Fire. Looks like that chicken was counted a little before it hatched. Ain't that right, Amber? You have anything to say? Anything?
Boo, we didn't. We lost.
You know what, sweetheart? It's okay. It's okay. Okay, calm down. This will all be over soon, and we can get back to business as usual. Blondie, I want to thank you for everything that you've done.
I'm so sorry.
The thing is, we hate snitches, so... Okay. Here. I hate guns. I hope everyone's learned a valuable lesson here. Especially you, Madam Gorski. You're out of here. And the rest of you, you got a show to do. So go on, go get them, girls. Make it count. I've been thinking a lot about all that money you're gonna make me. And you'd think that would give me pleasure. I mean, I'm in the business of pleasure. But you know what it makes me feel like? I'm gonna be honest with you. It makes me feel like I'm this little boy sitting in the corner of the sandbox while everybody gets to play with my toys. But me. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take my toys and I'm gonna go home. Oh, is that it? Is that all you got? Come on. Did you lose your fight? Huh?
No. I just felt it.
Ha 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 ha.
her.
Sweetie.
Where's Amber and Blondie?
It's just us now. We have to go.
Sweetie, come on.
Your family. You tell your mom what Rocket said. Make her happy. Go and live a normal life. Love. Be free. You have to live for all of us now.
Baby, no. You can't
do this. Yes, sweetie. You're the strongest. You're the only one of us that ever had a chance out there. You're going home and living. That's how we win. It's okay. It's okay. It's better this way. Now listen. I'm gonna walk out there. And when they come after me, you go, okay?
There's gotta be another way.
No. This is right. This was never my story. It's yours. Now don't screw it up, okay? Stay off the roads and you find a bus station, all right? You're gonna be fine.
Jesus.
Did you see the way she looked at me? Just in that last moment, it was like...
Doctor? Is it done?
Dr. Gorski, what do you know about this one? There was something very peculiar.
Yes. Her mother's death plunged her into a deep depression, and then in a fit, she accidentally killed her sister. Poor child. It's a shame I couldn't do more for her. I wasn't given much time, you see.
Yes, but you recommended the procedure.
Oh, I'm afraid not. I will admit she has been quite a handful. In just 1 week here, she stabbed an orderly, started a fire, and helped another patient to escape. But I don't agree with this solution, Doctor.
But why would you sign for a procedure you don't agree with? That is your signature, is it not? I've been doing this for quite some time, Doctor. To be honest with you, I wondered myself whether or not it's right. And I have seen some tortured souls in here. Believe me. But this one, something in her eyes. I've never seen anyone that, that's the way she looked at me. But she wanted me to do it. I hope it helps her.
Where we should be running this place.
We don't run the place. I run it. In the chair.
Look. I'm not hurting these girls anymore.
I'm not doing this.
Guys, don't do this to me now, please. I need her in that chair. Put her in the goddamn chair! Thank you. Close the door, please. Laura, what is it? You're not here? Huh? You're not here anymore? You're in paradise? No. You're still here. You're here with me. And all this shit. And you don't go away unless I say so. Okay? That's not right. That's not right. You come back to me.
Doing up here.
I wasn't doing anything. Look at her! She's gone! Look at her face! She's not here! What do you think I want to do? I take care of these girls. I look out for them. These are my girls. Tell them. Tell them!
Get him out of here. No!
Wait! It's not me you want! It's your stepfather! I'll tell you everything! You all right, miss? Miss?
And finally, this question. The mystery of whose story it will be. Of who draws the curtain. Who is it that chooses our steps in the dance? Who drives us mad? Lashes us with whips and crowns us with victory when we survive the impossible. Who is it that does all these things?
Bus 22 southbound, Fort Wayne, will now begin loading. Please have your tickets ready to show the driver.
Excuse me, miss. Miss, can we have a word?
Is there a problem, gentlemen?
This actually doesn't concern you, sir. I just have a few questions for the young lady.
Well, could you make it snappy? I need to stay on schedule.
We understand.
Do you? That young woman's been on this bus since Hartford. I don't see what she could possibly know about anything happening around here.
Is that true, miss?
I just let her off to use the restroom. Mine's not working.
All right.
Oh, and one more thing. She's been a joy the entire journey.
Yes, I said all right. Sorry about the inconvenience, miss. You have yourself a nice trip now.
It's no problem.
I know. It's okay. Go find a seat in the back. Try and get some sleep. We got a long way to go.
Thank you. Who honors those we love with the very life we live? Who sends monsters to kill us? And at the same time sings that we'll never die. Who teaches us what's real and how to laugh at lies? Who decides why we live and what we'll die to defend? Who chains us? And who holds the key that can set us free? It's you. You have all the weapons you need. Now fight.
Stand up, you've got to manage. I will sympathize anymore. And if you complain,
jump up, boom.
trouble of what's in store. Love is a drug and I need to score. Showing out, hit and run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, I can't shake free. Cause love is the drug for me. Park my car, stake my place in the singles bar. Face to face, toe to toe, heart to heart as we hit the floor. Number up, limbo down, locked embrace, stumble around. I say go,
and I say yes.
Dim the light, you can guess the rest.
Love.